So you're here to learn how to teach the Bible to preschoolers. My name is Bonnie Warnke, and I have actually never taught Sunday school for preschoolers here at Parkside, other than being a substitute in August. So that's why I'm here, but I teach the Bible to preschoolers during mini BBC, and also it's my job at Heritage Preschool Academy. And Ashley is going to come and help after I speak to give you a little bit of insight, since she's done a couple of years of actually teaching the Bible to preschoolers in Sunday school. So this, when I subbed on Sunday, I just came home and I wrote down what I did, and I hope that's a little bit helpful to you, and then I'll give you some examples of some lessons that I have done when we get to that part. So the first part is when they come in the door and you are teaching preschoolers, come in and welcome them. If you get to know their name, even better, welcome them by name. Get to know them, build relationships, and the better you have a relationship with them, and you are always happy to see them, even the kid who had a really hard time last week, say, welcome to church, I'm glad you came. Kids are glad that they're here. And that will help them listen better the rest of the time because they know that you care and that you want them to be here. When you're getting their attention, call loudly, good morning, I'm so glad you're here, it's time to start Bible, everyone, time to clean up, help us clean up, put your toys away, and then just get everybody engaged. There's going to be some kids who are still playing around, you've gotten to know their name, so then you say, Susie, can you grab that block that's right there and put it in the bin, great job. So the more energetic, the more authoritative, but not like barking that it can be, the better. Then they just are excited and they all follow along. You can also clap rhythm to have them, whatever your personality, clap the rhythm to get their attention, ring a bell or something, or even say quietly if you're a quiet person and you want their attention, like, if you can hear me, touch your nose, if you can hear me, touch your head, and then all of a sudden you're starting to look around and they see that other kids are doing it and they start following along. And so you get everybody's attention and they're doing all these little things, then you tell them the directions. And you might even want to do some of all of those things, depending on how your class is. Then, when you come to the carpet, I usually start with an active song, like the B-I-B-L-E, to get them engaged, moving, everybody's doing something, and then I do something a little calmer. I'm guessing you've heard this before, but I'm going to sing it to you anyway. It's the open, shut them, give a little clap. Open, shut them, lay them in your lap. And then, now I'm looking for all your eyes on you, your ears looking, your mouth closed, your hands feet still. What does God's word have to say to us today? And they're all like, really listening. They want to know, what does God's word say? So then, they get to the lesson. You want to keep it simple, because if you're going to talk to them and you talk a lot and not have anything for them to look at or to do, you've got like 30 seconds. So if you can keep them engaged, if you can have something for them to look at, then they can follow on. So in my wonderful preparation today, this you don't have to prepare like hours a whole week, because this morning I went around my house and I grabbed things that I've used in lessons before I left my house, and it took like 10 minutes. So maybe you want to spend a little more time in preparing than that, but this is where we go. So I'm going to pull out of my bag things that I've done in lessons before, and they're all things that I've had around my house, and give you a short, they're not full lessons, just to give you a short idea of how I've used them in a lesson before. So, for example, obviously if you have a little kid's voice, you have to, we're going to learn about the story of when Jesus was born. Who was there when baby Jesus was born? What animal is this? And they all say, it's a horse. What sound does a horse make? Nay. Good job. Who else was there? A llama. Oh, the sound of a llama make. And you can laugh at yourself. Oh, no, they spit. But don't have them spit. Anyway, all of the like, and then you set them up and you get the little guys. Sometimes they might come, if they're littler, like two-year-olds, maybe you hand one to each kid and then you have them in the lesson, give them back during the lesson too. Things like that. Sometimes I've used this for you, this turtle. Hi, kids. I have no idea. I'm not up here. My mouth moves and his mouth moves. Who cares? So you say, Jimmy, we're going to learn about Joshua today. Joshua? Yes.
Joshua, who's Joshua?
Well, Joshua, and then he just talks like he's listening and I think it's funny. You have, what do our bodies need to grow? We're going to learn about growing in knowing Jesus today. What do our bodies need to grow? Oh, we need some tomatoes, right? They're tomatoes. What color are tomatoes? If you need some time, I'm going to talk out loud because I can't find my finger. What else do we need? A banana. We need some fruit. We need some grapes. We need some cupcakes. Well, we don't really need cupcakes, but they're yummy anyway. We need some peppers. Peppers make your body grow strong. Does this make our hearts grow strong? Well, talk about that, and I didn't bring a little beginner's Bible, but then bring out the Bible and say the Bible and knowing God and coming to church and listening to your parents teach you the Bible is what helps us grow strong and grow in knowing Jesus because we're listening to his word. How does God talk to us? Oh, I think I'm getting a phone call. Hello? God? God doesn't call me on my telephone. How does God talk to us? God talks to us. Does God knock on my door? And the more you can like and knock on the door. God's not knocked on my door, but God is with me and God talks to me. God talks to me in his word. And God talks to me in the Bible and I can listen to him and I can know what he says. And I can trust him because he talks to me in his word. I did something that was wrong. Sometimes we make mistakes and we do things that are wrong. I pushed my brother and it wasn't right. Do you think that giving my brother a band-aid is going to fix that problem? No. My brother may be pushing, hopefully didn't get hurt. But that band-aid isn't going to make my brother feel better. He didn't get hurt. He's sad. Well, maybe I can use an eraser. Sometimes when I draw on my paper, and maybe you have a different eraser, but maybe sometimes when I draw my paper and I don't like it, I can erase it. Maybe I just erase it and say, I didn't mean to say that. Maybe I can erase it with an eraser. No, an eraser doesn't erase what we said. That doesn't make it better. Maybe I can fix it with string. Sometimes when things break, my mom ties it with string. But I can't fix what I did with string. Who fixes what we do? Jesus fixes what we do. And you talk about how Jesus is our Savior and Jesus is are the most precious relationship that you have ever had, and you talk about how Jesus fixes our sin by forgiving us. And we say, God, I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me, and Jesus forgives you. We don't need string, we don't need erasers, we don't need band-aids, we need Jesus. Okay. I don't know what all these stories are. There's a whole bunch of different stories, popsicle sticks of different stories, and they're printables online. You can search them, print them black and white, you can color them in, or maybe Kelly has them colored, I don't know. And you tell your story, and you talk about them. This guy went along, I followed him, and I don't know. Maybe he colors them. But popsicle stick people are great. Something to look at, something fun to see. Blocks in your classroom. A lot of these things are in your classroom. Look around your classroom and pick them up if you don't have them at your house. Like, we want to have a strong house. When the wise man built his house on the rock, he built his house nice and strong. He built his house so strong. And the wind came, and it shook the table, didn't fall down. But then if you built it on sand, and maybe you bring in a little pile of sand, a tray with sand or something, and then you shake the sand, and it falls over. Like, it doesn't have to be really rocket science, just something for them to see and make it tangible, because they're very concrete. And then the last, for a few, couple more things. We're going to get ready to go on a trip. The disciples were going, we're following Jesus. What do we do to get ready for a trip? Oh, maybe if I'm going to go on a hike, I need some sunscreen. What else do I need? Maybe you have them, yes. I need a hat. I need a snack. I need water. Water is really important to go on a trip. And then you talk, and now I can't remember what lesson I was doing when I was planning to go on a trip. It was to mini BBC this year. I don't know. Sometime this year they were going on a trip and I was packed for a trip and the disciples were following Jesus maybe. I don't know. And the wordless book is another one you can look up online or maybe it's in your curriculum. And I don't know. But But wordless book is a great colorful thing for preschoolers. Very simple, and there's explanations online. But yellow, God made it. What color is this? Yellow! Yellow is like gold. Gold is perfect. Everything in the beginning was perfect. God made Adam and Eve. It was perfect. Everything was good. But then what color is this? Black! And then Adam and Eve didn't obey God. They wanted to choose their way instead of God's way. And so that's what the Bible calls sin. And that makes our hearts dirty. And sin separates us from God. But God loves us. And he doesn't want to keep us away from him. What color is this? Red! Red is the color of Jesus' blood. Jesus came and lived a perfect life and died on the cross and took our punishment in our place. So that, what color is this? White! So that we can be clean. And when we say, Jesus, I believe in your God's Son, that you died on the cross for my sins, that you took my punishment that I deserve, that he claims that made a devil can do so many works for people. But they're going to get it. That he will clean your heart by the snow. And what color is this? Green! Green is the color of things growing. And we grow in Christ by talking to God, by praying, by going to church, by listening. Those things, though, aren't what make us right. Jesus is what saves us. Jesus forgives us. But these things help us grow in knowing him and walking with him. So, there's my bag of this. So there's some ideas that you can use. Again, with, and then memorizing Bible verses, if you have them repeat in little sections after me, that's helpful. Repeat this part, repeat after me. God said, okay, what was the Bible verse on Sunday? I don't remember, but it was something of strong, and I will strengthen, God said, I am your God, I will strengthen you and help you. And if you get them to use their hands a little bit, and get them engaged and then repeat, and let's say it again. Let's whisper it. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Let's say it. Maybe not scream. That gets crazy. Let's say it. Hi. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I don't know. But go through it. Give motions and repeat it. And then at the end, like, do you remember, if you're all cleaning up, do you remember your verse? God said, I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I'll remember it. When you're doing your craft, get very specific directions, because they're preschoolers, and especially the two-year-olds are going to need specific directions. If you're using glue sticks, talk about, okay, let's go through. And I don't have the glue sticks on their table when they go to sit. When you go to their table, I just have like some paper. And then say, all right, everyone sit by their page. When they go sit by their page, good job, eyes on me. Now, when I pass these out, after I'm done telling you what to do, you're going to get a glue stick. When you take your glue stick, you're going to take the cap off and then put your glue on the paper. If we put the glue, we're going to make little sheep. If we put the glue on the cotton balls, then the glue is going to get all fuzzy and it won't work. The glue goes on the paper, not the cotton ball. Do I put the glue on the cotton ball? No! Where does the glue go? On the paper. So they can see. And then you, after you've told them all of that, then you give them the glue sticks. They're not, most of the time, they're not trying to be really disobedient. They just get excited and they see it and they're like, oh, I can do this. And you just slow them down, give them directions. Before snack, I've had them sometimes like, put out your hands, pop them above you, pull them down. Okay, we're going to talk to God, but sing after me. And the song that I have is, God our Father, okay, you have to help me because I don't want to be the only one. You have to sing after me. God our Father,
God our Father,
once again,
once again,
we bow our heads to thank you.
We bow our heads to thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good job. Now we're all, everyone's engaged, everyone's doing something, and now we're all ready to eat our snack. And then pray for these little ones and their families. Love on them, get to know them, and love, tell them Jesus loves them. Pray for their hearts to be open to hear God's word and love Jesus as their Savior. Pray for wisdom and humility as they teach God's word and for unity as they work with the team.
Very good.
Ashley, I can tell you more of what I tried to go quickly and tell you helpful things. So you can tell us what's more specifically helpful for us.
Thank you, Bonnie. I wish you were my preschool teacher. That was really good. My name is Ashley Guzzi. I have taught at Parkside for the past 2 years in the threes class. And I'm an accountant, just to make everybody feel better if you're not a preschool teacher. So you don't have to be a preschool teacher. She's amazing, but I am more like everything is black and white. I don't know, I know some of you are geo kids and I don't know what you get, but we get a lot of resources in at each semester, quarter, I guess. And you can also use those to do your lessons. I often brought extra things, but there's a lot in there. I would say one of the most important things is figuring out where your class is. Like the first year we had a class of threes that was really advanced. So we quickly realized that we were going to probably need to do a little bit more than what was in the book just to keep them engaged. Second year we had a class that was maybe younger threes, and this was enough. This was probably more than enough for them. You get a lesson, and this is basically, you get a little sheet like this usually, and this is your visual aid that you're going to get in Sunday school. GeoKids, again, is different. Sometimes we use this. Sometimes I use the Jesus Storybook Bible, which is very wordy, but I would put sticky notes over some of the sections that were just more rambling just to keep it more concise so the kids would be able to follow it. But the pictures are beautiful, and they love the pictures. A lot of what is written in here, or sometimes I felt like what was written in here would be great if you had a really consistent class, which you won't. I doubt anybody will have a very consistent class. There'll be some kids that are almost always there, but the class looks different. I bet every Sunday of the year it wasn't the exact same group. So you kind of have to adjust some of it. Some of it doesn't work as well if everybody doesn't have a cubby, and they don't. They can have a cubby for the Sunday, but they don't keep things in there. And we just adjusted. We did use open, shut them, open, shut them. We just said it. I didn't sing it. And they love it. They love those kind of things that they can recognize from other places. I usually prayed right after that because everybody was silent. Use your helpers. Help make sure they know what you're doing. We did a lot of review while we were sitting at the table in smaller groups doing our craft, because your craft is going to go, and your craft might be as simple as this. You glue a popsicle stick in between a story card, and then they can tell you the story. I also, glue is huge. It's the first year we let them glue themselves. Last year we did not because they were younger and there was a lot of gluing to the table. And so at the beginning of the year, we put it on for them. At the end of the year, we did it individually, let them use the glue stick, but we watched every single person do it. So that's basically it. We played hot potato almost every week, which you wouldn't have to play hot potato, but games are fun. I have this potato that I had from when my kids were little. You squeezed it and it sang. And then when it stopped, we would do a catechism question or we would review a Bible verse. And the class that was more active and more kind of advanced, we would have the questions in the middle. They'd go get one and pick one and we would read it. Last year, that was too many steps for our kids. So we just, when it went off, somebody would yell out a question that they had learned and then they would all answer as they remembered it. Hand motions are huge for Bible verses. That helps them remember so much. Sometimes I would make them up. Sometimes I would ask them to help me make them. In the threes, the Bible verses, 3 to 5 words, I would say at the most. So there's not a lot. Sometimes we would use sign language because my son was taking sign language so he could tell me what the signs were. Just keeping them engaged is the biggest thing. And it doesn't take nearly as much as you would think it would. It's simple, like simple things that you bring in. Just don't ask questions until you're ready to lose control. So that's the other thing I learned. So get your story done. Don't, even if you think it's just like a raise your hand, if you had waffles for breakfast, everybody's going to say, everyone's going to say they had waffles, whether they had them or not. And then they'll want to tell you what Susie had and their sister had and their dad had this. So you don't ask a question unless you're ready for chaos. That was one thing I did learn pretty quickly. That's basically it. It was a lot of fun. And as far as preparing for it, the way I personally did it was at the beginning of each quarter, I would go through the whole book, get all the materials ready, glance at the stories, read through some of the sections that I knew I had found helpful in the past, and then be thinking like, okay, will I personally feel like I need to add something, not add to what is being taught, but more, like, do we need another activity or do we need a different activity? Because that one doesn't quite work. There's one with Zacchaeus where the very first week you come and you trace everybody's hands. And then like several weeks later, you come and you put them on a tree and that's your tree for Zacchaeus's tree. Well, we have different kids every week. So your hand isn't necessarily going to be on the tree. And so what we did instead is we brought big paper, we drew the tree, and that the Sunday of Zacchaeus, everybody traced their hand on the tree. So they could, it was a fun activity for them at the beginning and they all got to participate. So that's the kind of thing. I do that at the very beginning. And it probably takes me a week of the dining room being a mess because I lay all the stuff out and I do it as I can in between other things. And then every week I review the lessons. And I have been very blessed to find that often whatever I'm doing in my personal devotion somehow ties in. And I don't even understand how it happens, but it does very often ties into whatever we're learning that week. So it's just another reminder of God's goodness to us. And I think that's about it.